From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Later tonight, ETs. Looking forward to that. Here's what's happening. Hurricane Idalia is now expected to slam into Florida as an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm. It's a 2 right now. At the time of this advisory, Idalia was churning with maximum sustained winds of 110 miles an hour, just shy of becoming a Category 3. The storm is forecast to make landfall in Florida's Big Bend region by early Wednesday in just a few moments. I've gotten many, many emails from Florida residents today, and they are asking me, please, George, have your prayer intention. Do whatever you can with the Coast audience. So we're going to take a moment here. It can't hurt. I want all of you to take just a few seconds of your time, the moment I say go, and concentrate on that hurricane and slow it down as much as you can. Think about that with your mind. If you want to say a prayer about it, do that too. Go. And let's just see what happens tomorrow. The number of available jobs in the United States shrank for the third consecutive month, dropping below 9 million for the first time since early 2021, according to the latest data. In addition, a smaller number of workers quit their jobs, businesses hired few workers, and layoffs nudged higher as the U.S. job market settles into a calmer, more balanced state. Number one best-selling author, John Truman Wolf, widely hailed as the financial newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, is one of the best, is with us. John, what do you think of this? Are things getting better or not?
Hi, George. Well, obviously, this is good news, and it's good news for the employment. It's also, however, a little bit schizophrenic because there was an issue, I think, last month where the government's bonds were downgraded.
Yep.
Inflation is still high. And an index called the ILE, the Leading Economic Indicators, was down again in July, 16 months in a row. So I wouldn't pop the champagne corks yet. It's great that more people are working. You know, God bless them, but there's still some hurdles in the horizon economically, George.
Are you happy with the pace of what is going on right now, John?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I mean, I think there's a certain amount of suppression on the economy. The administration, as you well know, the listeners well know, has squashed the petroleum industry here. Not good at all. Interest rates continue to be high. George, it's over 7% to get a mortgage today.
That's crazy.
I mean, when I was a banker up in San Francisco years ago, we were doing mortgages at 7%. I refinanced my home maybe, I don't know, a year and a half ago at 3%. And it's now more than twice that. So, no, I'm not happy.
All right, John, keep in touch with us. Got to get you back for a bigger show. Since the fall of 2018, 300-plus newspapers have failed, bringing the death toll of newspapers to 2,100, almost 25% of the 9,000 newspapers that were being published 15 years ago. What is happening to the newspaper business? Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com, with us here. John, is the Internet killing newspapers? Is that what's happening?
No, I think what's killing newspapers is the corporatization of the news media and the fact that there's a takeover by the Democrat Party of the news industry. So the news that's processed, pre-digested, and handed to people around the country is one-sided. So I think that the public basically goes to alternative sources right now, really can't trust local newspapers. They can't trust the major newspapers like New York Times and Washington Post, because there's a political agenda attached to them. I mean, you cannot discount how the credibility of the news industry has evaporated over the years. And I think it's like somebody asked me, well, where can you go? How do you get news that is factual and informative and that is not biased, politically biased, with an agenda attached to it. And I say the only way you can do that is to go to websites that basically digest the news for you, unspin it, and provide at least the best measure of accuracy that you can get. And I do think that the average person right now does not trust the news industry. It's a choir. They preach to the choir, corporatized news. So I think it's a lack of confidence. It's been going on for a long time. You can expect more newspaper failures in the future. That has to do with the advertising industry today that is very Google-oriented, Facebook-oriented, oriented toward large social network companies. And the share of advertising revenue has shrunk so dramatically that it almost makes zero sense for anybody to go into the newspaper industry.
All right. Thank you, John. We'll talk to you next week. Dr. John Curtis's website, onlinecolumnist.com. A recent study is revealing the dire state of public health in the United States in comparison to other wealthy nations. The U.S. death rate far outpaces America's peers, leading researchers to say the country is actually experiencing a crisis of early death. A parasitic worm was found wiggling in the brain of a 64-year-old Australian woman suffering from a mysterious illness. The surgeon discovered the 3-inch worm inside the patient's skull during a biopsy at a hospital and plucked the parasite out with forceps. Ooh, what a horrible story that is. In a moment, he's back. Dr. Joel Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Let's get a running start. Go to the website, folks, all of you, with your smartphones, with your desktops, and slam that website, criticalhealthnews.com. And here's that phone number to call for assistance when you hear Doc mention something and you don't have time to write it down. You call these folks because they are writing it down. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. In a moment, Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you for the next couple hours. Dr. Joel Wallach will be with us. We'll start taking calls early at the half this hour and next hour as well to help give you some help and assistance. Dr. Wallach has been one of the best for us for all these years. Doc, can you imagine a 3-inch worm in a woman's brain? My gosh.
Well, yes. Worms crawl around all your tissues, and the brain is a happy place for worms because it's just tasty food, and it's soft, and it's warm.
How's Doc Wallach been?
I'm sorry?
How have you been?
Oh, just busy. Oh, my gosh. Busy, and I can't thank you enough for all you do, because everywhere we go, everybody's asking about George Norrie, and so we cannot thank you enough for all the great things that you do in getting the information out there to help so many people. Thank you, Doc.
My pleasure. I get the same with you and pharmacist Ben Fuchs wherever I go. People just are just so enamored by the fact that you can help them, and these are the times to help. What's the latest with people and sickness and illness? I mean, the story I just had before you came on, that America's death rate is higher than most. What's happening here?
Okay, well, the problem is, of course, is nutritional deficiencies. I want to go back 3,000 years ago, 3,000 to 5,000 years ago, George. 3,000 to 5,000 years ago, every human being on Earth had equal access to all the essential minerals. Everybody in every continent, every island had the same access to the essential minerals. Every person, no matter if you were black or white or yellow or red, it didn't matter. Where you came from. Everybody had the same access to these minerals. Why? Because our fuel back in those days was wood and coal. People in those days would take the wood ashes and coal ashes and grind them up into a powder, put them in their food as a spice. They would also put the wood ashes and coal ashes into their gardens and their fields. And they didn't know it, but the wood ashes and coal ashes had minerals in it, which the plants took up in the garden, and the tomatoes were bigger and tastier. The peppers and the onions were bigger and tastier. The beans were bigger and tastier. Okay, and so what they didn't know was that these plants were sucking up the minerals that were in the wood ashes and coal ashes. And when they ate the vegetables and the fruit and beans and stuff that came out of those gardens that were fertilized with the wood ashes and coal ashes, they were getting the minerals. all over the world got the same thing. Okay? Now, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, Thomas Edison pulled the switch on electricity, and within 18 years, everybody on Earth suddenly now didn't have access to minerals anymore because the use of electricity, there is no byproduct of wood ashes and coal ashes anymore. And so we've suddenly now had this epidemic of all these mineral deficiency diseases, which doctors never heard of. And so they said, oh, these are diseases that are caused by bad genes. They're genetically transmitted diseases. They missed it by a million miles. They're just simple nutritional deficiencies. Okay, I kind of learned about this. You're growing up on the farm, and we don't have health insurance for animals on the farm, and we don't have the veterinarian coming out every week to check them out and everything, like we do your kids in the cities. And so what I learned was we don't have all these diseases in the animals on the farms. And so I began to give people, my family, myself, and others that had health problems, the same minerals and vitamins that were given to the animals, and all their diseases went away. And people in church and in school were pointing and talking and say, hey, why did their problems go away? Well, that's because my famous statement was, I'm going to treat you like a dog, but you're going to get better.
Yeah.
Because we were giving them the vitamins and minerals that we were giving dogs. Now, prior to 1900, the average lifespan of a pet dog in a house, regardless of breed, was anywhere from 4 to 6 years. Once they started putting vitamins and minerals based on research and research facilities, of vitamins and minerals into the dog foods, suddenly now they live to be 12 to 15 years. And so this is just proof positive this all works. Now, when you look at hard tissue like bones and joints and cartilage and ligaments and tendons, connective tissue, let's see here, we have 58 million cases of arthritis in the United States in adult humans. We have 300,000 cases of kids under the age of 16.
Jeez.
It costs us, George, now sit down, it costs us just to pay for the symptoms, not to prevent or cure arthritis, it costs us just to treat the symptoms each year in America, each year, $626.8 billion. Now, the story gets worse, because osteoporosis, when you count the United States, Canada, and the EU together, we spend $6.5 trillion a year just to treat the symptoms of osteoporosis. The Americans' contribution to that $6.5 trillion is $2.3 trillion. So $2.3 trillion just to treat the symptoms of osteoporosis, $626.8 billion just to treat the symptoms of arthritis. We're spending $3 trillion a year just to treat the symptoms of osteoporosis and arthritis, which are very simple nutritional deficiency diseases.
And it's not working, is it?
Well, no, because they're just treating symptoms. They're just treating symptoms. Now, that's and of course, I don't have any problems with that as long as you're giving them what they need to rebuild everything. But
sure,
just to treat the symptoms is prolonging the misery of the patient. And of course, the doctor says, well, I can give you a double knee replacement. I can give you, you know, this sort of surgery, and I can give you artificial legs and all this kind of stuff. And that's how doctors send their kids to college, with all these various procedures that are unnecessary.
Doc, I saw a lady last night, a little old lady at a restaurant, walking into the restaurant. And she was walking, I swear, she must have been at a 90-degree angle where her face was looking down at the ground as she was walking. What causes osteosporosis that badly to have somebody bend almost 90 degrees?
Okay, well, she's not getting wood ashes and coal ashes anymore to get the minerals. And when a doctor says, oh, just eat well, you're going to get everything you need. Well, 2/3 of the 90 essential nutrients we need every day are minerals, and you can't get minerals anymore from our food. Okay, now we used to have bottom land where, you know, every spring everything would melt and all the minerals from grinding up rocks and everything would go to the fields. The farmers would plow it back in. They didn't even have to buy fertilizer. And that was kind of like the Old Testament 3,000 years ago, which talked about the land flowing with milk and honey. When I was a kid, I wondered, what kind of milk was that? Was that cow's milk? Was that goat's milk? Was that moose milk? I mean, what, the land flowing with milk and honey? Why did Adam live to be 930 and Noah lived to be 950 and Methuselah lived to be 969? Because they were living in these lands flowing with milk and honey. Well, it turns out it was glacial milk. Ground up rock dust is what they were getting. 3,000 years ago, it's in the Old Testament. Okay, there's 21 stories about in the Old Testament about the long-lived people living in a land of flowing with milk and honey. Okay, and there's 100 notes talking about the land flowing with milk and honey in the Old Testament. Well, when we went away from wooden coal as fuel to electricity, that has been the biggest problem towards humanity. Electricity indirectly, because they don't make nutrients that we need, the minerals. And nutritional minerals do not occur uniformly in the soil. They occur like gold and silver in veins. Plants do not make minerals. Plants make vitamins, amino acids, fatty acids. They're all carbon compounds. They take carbon dioxide out of the air and make vitamins, amino acids, fatty acids. But they're not getting the minerals. That's the problem. That's the problem. So we came out with the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. We have Theo Ratliff, great basketball player, played for 6 different teams. He lost his first contract, $35 million contract, because he had bone-to-bone arthritis at age 24. They were going to give him a double knee replacement.
Oh, geez.
And one of his teammates, brought him to me. We came up with a Healthy Bone and Joint Pack for him, rebuilt him. He got his job back in 3 months. He played for 11 years, made $100 million.
Wow.
Okay.
Was he thankful to you?
he's out there. He's still giving lectures all over the world, telling his story. He also bought a facility where kids can go and learn, don't have to pay anything, how to run computers and everything. So I have to give him pat on the back.
He's,
for doing something
he's putting money. Back into the community.
That's correct. Yeah, Theo Ratliff, great job.
That's important.
And so that has to do, with the minerals. And so we have the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. We have the OsteoFX. We have the collagen peptides. You're old enough. You may remember when we used to have bone broth. Do you remember bone broth?
Oh, absolutely. It was great.
Yeah.
Well, this still is.
Yeah. You put bones, and especially the cartilage end of the bones, into water that had some kind of thing in it, okay, like salt or something, and put it on the stove all night, and it would simmer all night, and people would fight in the morning who's going to get the bone broth, because actually they knew they were getting minerals from the bones that
it
way.
It was a great broth, too. Yeah. Tasty.
Well, when that started going away with electricity, we came up with what we call our collagen peptides, which is bone broth from 5 different species, including fish and poultry and sheep and beef and goats and stuff like that. Okay? And so this is a big part of our program, our 90 essential nutrients. And this is something we do very well. I mean, there's osteoporosis of the skull. You've probably heard of that, osteoporosis of the skull. When you have osteoporosis of the skull, there's 37 different diseases that you go to doctors for, and they just treat the symptoms. They don't even know. So we came up with a book and a CD set called It's All in Your Head. And we go, each chapter is a optic, excuse me, not an optic, is a cranial nerve or the spinal cord. And that's why we have the CD to go along with it, because it has primarily the spinal cord on the CD. And when you have your spinal cord squeezing by your skull when you have osteoporosis of the skull, because the skull gets thicker when you have osteoporosis, it's scar tissue replacing the bones, you get things like you get up 10 times a night to urinate because the skull is squeezing the spinal cord.
God, 10 times a night. How do you get any sleep?
Well, you don't get any sleep. And people
you don't.
Mess. Yeah. And so we can fix that in weeks, okay, with the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack and the collagen peptides and all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, we have our Rebound, our sports drink with 100 nutrients in it. Red Bull, one of the biggest sellers of sports drinks and energy drinks, only has one mineral in it, okay? And we have 75 minerals. And so we get the energy and the longevity for doing sports because we're giving the body what it needs in the form of different minerals, these 75 minerals, so everything works properly. And this has taken the place, Rebound, or sports drink, and also our, our replacement, okay, for the soup made out of bones, okay, bone broth.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the bone broth. We have our replacement for that, and that has put people back online to where they can function now. So we're very, very proud of that. You know, all these diseases people know about. Trigeminal neuralgia, pain in your face, terrible pain, double vision, Bell's palsy, one side of your face droops, tinnitus, ringing in the ears, vertigo. When you have vertigo, balance problems, and ringing in the ears, you have what's called Meniere's disease, very, very painful thing. Loss of gag reflex, your 9th cranial nerve is being squeezed. Those 12 pairs of cranial nerves and the spinal cord get squeezed when you have osteoporosis of the skull. There's 37 different diseases that doctors have no earthly idea what causes it. They give you pain relief, which is not in itself a bad thing, but it doesn't cure anything. So we came up, okay, with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, just for that purpose to rebuild.
All right, Doc, hold on for a sec. We're coming up to the break already, but we're going to come back and take phone calls with you this half hour and next hour. Tom's taking text and tweets as well, or X's as you want to call them. We'll be back in a moment. Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. We'll take your calls this half hour and next hour as well. Doc, some emails have rolled in for you, and one of our listeners would love to know about colloidal silver and your thoughts on that.
Okay, well, I take colloidal silver like four times a day. We have the droppers, bottles with colloidal silver. I put a dropper full under my right side of my tongue. Under my left side of the tongue, when I wake up in the morning, 5 minutes for breakfast, 5 minutes for lunch, 5 minutes for dinner time, and 5 minutes for bedtime. Colloidal silver has been used as an antibiotic for thousands of years. Goes back to the old Bible days, over 3,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Colloidal silver has no alcohol in it. You can put it in baby's eyes. You can put it on an open wound, but it will kill every virus, bacteria, fungus, and yeast. It's a miracle drug. Goes back thousands of years. We have it. And, of course, it's sold at a very, very cheap price.
That is amazing. It is, and it's right out there that God gave us, isn't
That's
it?
Correct.
Let's go to the calls. Josie's with us in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Jose, get us started.
Oh, I'm so happy to be accepted to be on your program. I'm calling because I have high thyroid, and there's not a whole lot of doctors that know what to do. One doctor wanted to give me methimazole, which is a chemical medicine. I'm a holistic person, so I thought perhaps you could help me with that. I am 5'3", and I've reduced by 3 inches, and I am 120 pounds, and I'm not fat, but I have this problem, and I thought perhaps you might have something to offer for me.
Okay. Thyroid issues. Doc, what do you got?
Okay. Let's see. Do you have any other issues like high blood pressure, diabetes, or arthritis, or is it all in your thyroid?
Josie?
I have an eye issue also, and I don't know if that's connected with the thyroid problem.
Okay. Do you have any ringing in your ears or balance problems?
No. I have to be careful walking. I don't walk that easily now.
Okay. And how many times you wake up at night to urinate? Once, three times, five times, 10 times?
I don't work. No, I not anymore. I used to for a while, but no.
Okay, good. Now, you could have osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the optic nerve and the optic vein and artery in one eye or both eyes, okay? And that definitely impedes vision. You know, the pressure goes up in the eye, and that kind of stuff. You get all kinds of problems with the eyes when the skull begins to squeeze the 12 pairs of cranial nerves. We actually have a book and a CD set. Okay, it's called It's All in Your Head. Doctors don't know anything about osteoporosis of the skull. You may have that. Okay? Now, let's see here. And your main complaint, again, is?
Thyroids.
Thyroid, okay. So what we want you to do, how much do you weigh?
123 pounds. Doc.
123 pounds, okay. What I want you to do is take one healthy brain and heart pack per month. That's going to give you all the known essential nutrients. One healthy brain and heart pack per month of your body weight, to cut it in half, so you're taking a half a dose of breakfast, half a dose of dinner. Once you get 2 bottles a month of our MSM, and these tablets, I want you to take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, or dinner time. They're going to support your immune system, rebuild your bone marrow, rebuild your skin, rebuild your joints. We're talking about hips and knees and shoulders and all that kind of stuff in your skin, okay? And then we want you to take our Ocean's Gold, take 3 of those twice a day. It's 2 bottles a month or small bottles. I also want you to take our Fucoid Z. It's from a different ocean, but it's still 8 or 9 different seaweeds that have all these minerals in there. And so I want you to take 3 of those twice. So that's 2 bottles a month. I do that. I only weigh 142 pounds, and I do that just for prevention. Okay, I love the Ocean's Gold, and I love the Fucoid Z. In fact, my first scientific paper, I was working as a pathologist as a kid to make money to pay for my tuition for veterinary school. And in 1953, there was a mass die-off of 500 in one night, okay, in central Missouri. It was sheep. The farmer brought me 50 dead sheep the next morning. I said, oh, my gosh, what happened? He said, well, I had a mass die-off last night. 500 died. They were okay the day before. Just next morning, they were all dead. And so I said, do you have farms around you? No. He said, no animals. They do grow crops and stuff. Uh-oh, what kind of fertilizer? They use nitrate fertilizer. I said, I need some of that water from the ponds they're drinking from. So he made a phone call, and within 2 hours, they had a couple of buckets full of the water from their ponds. They had enough nitrates in there to kill elephants, okay? And those sheep had been drinking that every day, 2-3 times a day, for 6 months. And their thyroids were all dead. And when the temperature dropped from 35 to 16 that night, they all died of hypothermia, okay, low blood temperature. They couldn't maintain their body temperature. And that publication was published in a veterinary journal with Marlon Perkins, okay, from the Mutual Omaha Wild Kingdom show that I worked with on TV. We got a $21 million grant from NIH, did 20,000 autopsies, and the book, The Disease of Exotic Animals, showed that there were no genetically transmitted diseases. All these species of animals have the same disease we humans have, but they're all caused by nutritional deficiencies. So we have a great story on thyroids. That was my first scientific publication, which has some math.
What's the main function of a thyroid, Doc?
A thyroid manages your metabolism, your body temperature, those kinds of basic things that all the other functions in our body require. So your thyroid gland is very important. It's kind of interesting. That was one of the first nutritional things that people learned about in addition to salt. Everybody knew you needed salt thousands of years ago. But they learned if they took the salt water and the seaweed from salt water and gave it to people that had goiter, within weeks their goiter would go away. Now, they didn't know it was iodine, okay, in there, but they knew there was something in that seaweed. There was something in the seawater that made their thyroid get better. And so there's a great story there. And, of course, that publication got us that $21 million grant from NIH.
Everything Doc just said, Josie, is backed up when you call 1-855-949-7234, unless you wrote everything down right away. 1-855-949, just think radio for the last four numbers, and you don't have to worry about the O on radio. Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York. Hey, Joseph.
Yeah, hi, Doc. I want to ask you, you know, given your experience with the farm and in Africa with animals, talking about behavioral issues with maybe like a dog that seems anxious or overly aggressive or changes of behavior, what would you recommend or what did you learn in Africa about like behavior of the animals attributed to diet or pollution or just being crammed in with a lot of other animals that you could apply like to say pet owners now that have say an anxious dog, for example?
Okay, well, we do this in caged animals and zoos and pet animals all over the place. In many countries and in all states in the United States, we have a product called Arthrodex. And Arthrodex is a sort of it's something that has all these nutrients in it that you're not going to get from dog food, the dry dog food and the canned dog food. You know, it's like fish livers and things like that in there. And it's got all these nutrients. And so when you have a behavioral problem in a dog, they have the same issues as humans have when they have a behavioral problem. And there's all these diseases, Alzheimer's disease, multiple sclerosis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, Parkinson's disease, which I'm working on. I think we found the cure for Parkinson's disease, FTD, frontal temporal dementia. Let's see here, Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease. It's called mad cow disease. Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. This happens in dogs and cats and deer and moose and whales and human beings and stuff like that. It's just a demyelination. It's the white matter of the brain going away. Okay, and so don't give your dog table scraps. You want to give him a good brand of canned dog food with vitamins and minerals in it. Again, at the turn of the century, 1900, the average lifespan of a pet dog in a house, regardless of breed, was 3 to 4 to 5 years. Once they started putting vitamins and minerals in there, in the canned dog food, suddenly now they live to be 12, 14, 15 years.
That's amazing.
Okay, and so you have to do that same thing. You just can't give them table scraps. You have to give them a good brand of canned dog food and then add our Arthrodex. It's one scoop for 20 pounds of body weight. I save about 20 cans in my house. So if anything goes wrong with getting our basic program because of shipping or manufacturing goes down for a while, I will eat that dog food, the Arthrodex.
You'll eat it? You've eaten dog food before?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like eating hamburger or something like that.
Interesting. Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Doc?
Yeah, this one, Doc, from Caleb in San Antonio. He says, please have the doctor talk about why some men have extremely hairy backs and some don't.
Okay. Well, it has a lot to do with what they eat, what they don't eat, what they absorb, what they don't absorb. And so they got to get rid of all the bad stuff to maximize absorption. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, no oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet drinks got to go, and also carbonated water because they neutralize stomach acids so you can't absorb minerals or digest food. God gave us the ability to absorb things and digest things because of stomach acid. We need the stomach acid, okay?
Is it good or bad, Doc, to have hair?
Okay. Now, to the 90 essential nutrients, the healthy brain and heart pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. Then specifically for the hair, we have what we call hair, skin, and nails. I take three of those three times a day, hair, skin, and nails. They're little bottles, so they have to buy three little bottles, hair, skin, and nails. I take people who are bald, okay, for 40 years. And in 6 weeks' time, they started growing hair, and in 3 months' time, all their hair had grown back like they were 12 years old. And so hair, like your lawn, requires all this nutrition to grow properly. And so when guys don't have a lot of testosterone, and of course you want to throw in what we call zero test, you take three of those twice a day. It's in a glass bottle. One bottle a month will work. Three zero test, XERA-test for testosterone. And that's going to help the testosterone levels. Also is going to help hair on the backs and the chest and the underarms and the pubic hair in males.
Is it better to have a lot of hair or not on your back, for example?
Well,
most people shave it off.
Well, but see, if you have hair, that means all your equipment's working.
I see.
If you don't have hair, it's like the red warning light in the dashboard of your car.
Well, we've seen that happen a lot, haven't we? Next up, let's go to Mark in California. Welcome to the show. Hey, Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. I've been listening since 1994.
Thank you for your support.
And I've been taking a Tangerine 2.0 for at least a decade. And I have a friend of mine who's got white, he just found out, 2 weeks ago, white matter disease. Is there any way that anything you can suggest that he could take that will help him out?
Do you know what that is, Doc? White matter disease? What is that?
White matter disease. In fact, I have a whole list of them. We're talking about Alzheimer's disease, MS, multiple sclerosis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, Parkinson's disease.
I've never heard of that before.
Okay, it's called myelin. Myelin is the white matter of the brain. Okay, myelin is like 80% of the brain weight and spinal cord weight. Myelin is white matter. When it goes away, you get Alzheimer's disease, MS, Parkinson's disease, FTD, frontal temporal dementia, Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease, which they could call mad cow disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, which is ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. The white matter is going away because people are taking all these drugs to get rid of what? Cholesterol. And cholesterol makes up the white matter of your brain. The doctors who told people to get rid of cholesterol because it blocked your arteries should all go to jail because...
Yeah, but you can't have cholesterol too high, can't you?
No. Cholesterol is your best friend. 95% of testosterone is cholesterol. 25 to 50% of your brain, depending on what part of the brain you're looking at, is cholesterol, the white matter of the brain.
I got to get you to debate a doctor who thinks cholesterol is like poison.
Well, let him keep taking it. You know, let him keep doing it to himself. But at any rate... we need to help here with the cholesterol. We came up with a product called I-26. It says right on the label in big, bold letters, one dose gives you 25% of your daily requirement of cholesterol. People call me and said, is that right here on the label here? My doctor says I shouldn't be having cholesterol. You're saying this gives you 25% of your requirement. Okay, well, have you ever heard of this wasting disease in deer?
I don't know what the name of it is.
Okay. Well, the wasting disease in deer is called chronic CWD, chronic wasting disease in deer. And you get deer, you know, in these big ranches for deer, elk, and that kind of stuff. They have 1,000 head in there, and three of them will get what's essentially Parkinson's disease. That's how we're learning about Parkinson's disease through these deer. And they have the white matter of the brain's gone, and they have all the things going on in their brain that people have when they have Parkinson's disease. Now, I figure, okay, where are these deer getting their cholesterol from? They don't eat meat. They don't eat eggs. Well, it turns out that they use the minerals from the soil they're in. If the minerals are there, they will make their liver happy, and their liver makes the cholesterol for them. The liver will make 89% of the cholesterol you need every day, okay, if you give it what it needs. So we started giving these deer and these other animals what their livers needed to make cholesterol, and all these terrible diseases in these animals went away.
Just like that.
Just like that. And the same thing will work in people.
Amazing. Here's that phone number to call in case you miss anything Doc just said, because Yeah, they're backing him up. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. His website is criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to continue with calls next hour here. Doc, you're a living legend, by the way, at the University of Missouri Veterinary School. I was talking to a vet here in the St. Louis area, and they all know about you out there.
Oh, yeah, well, I taught there a while. I certainly did a lot of research in pathology. My first pathology publication was that 500 die off from the hypothyroidism in those lambs. And so very, very proud of that. And, of course, I always brag about the University of Missouri all the time.
It's a good school.
Good school.
What got you into veterinary medicine?
Well, I grew up on a farm, and I had what would be called today Parkinson's disease. I was only 9 years old. I was a very violent Parkinson's disease person. And I figured out that the animals on the farm weren't having the same problem. So I started eating the animal products that had the vitamins and minerals put in it. And in 3 days' time, the disease I had for 5 years getting worse and worse and worse, they're going to put me in an institution, which was really just a jail for violent kids. They're going to put me in a jail. On Friday night, I'm sitting on the end of my bed, and I'm saying, why is it that I have the problem and our animals don't have it? So the next morning, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, Monday morning, I started eating their alfalfa pellets.
Hold on, Doc. We're at the break already. We'll come back and finish that story and take calls next hour.